The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Morning Glory America, it's Hugh Hewitt. Thanks to Senator Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and John McCain of Arizona. Obamacare will remain the law of the land at least until 2019. Good morning to you. Obamacare repeal and replace has failed by one vote. 48 Democrats joined with Republicans. Senator Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and John McCain of Arizona to kill the effort to pass a Senate version of repeal and replace and proceed to a conference where bipartisanship might have worked. As a result, you get Obamacare for two more years. And God bless you, because you're going to need God's help if you have Obamacare only on the individual exchange or Medicaid. Here's what Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said late last night.
The motion is not agreed to. The amendment is not agreed to.
Mr. President.
Majority Leader.
I ask unanimous consent that H.R. 1628 be returned to the calendar.
Is there objection? Without objection.
So, Mr. President, this is, clearly a disappointing moment. From skyrocketing costs to plummeting choices and collapsing markets, our constituents have suffered through an awful lot under Obamacare. We thought they deserved better. It's why I and many of my colleagues did as we promised and voted to repeal this failed law. We told our constituents we would vote that way, and when the moment came, most of us did. We kept our commitments. We worked hard, and everybody on this side can certainly attest to the fact that we worked really hard to try to develop a consensus for a better way forward. And I want to thank everybody in this conference for the endless amount of time that they spent trying to achieve a consensus and to go forward. I also want to thank the President and the Vice President, who couldn't have been more involved and more helpful. So, yes, this is a disappointment indeed. Our friends over in the House, we thank them as well. I regret that our efforts were simply not enough this time. Now, imagine many of our colleagues on the other side are celebrating, probably pretty happy about all this. But the American people are hurting, and they need relief. Our friends on the other side decided early on that they didn't want to engage with us in a serious way, to help those suffering under Obamacare. They did everything they could to prevent the Senate from providing a better way forward, including such things as reading amendments for endless amounts of time, such things as holding up nominations for key positions in the administration, because they were unhappy that we were trying to find a way to something better than Obamacare. So I expect that they are pretty satisfied tonight. I regret to say that they succeeded in that effort. So now I think it's appropriate to ask, what are their ideas? It'll be interesting to see what they suggest as the way forward. For myself, I can say, and I bet I'm pretty safe in saying for most of the people on this side of the aisle, that bailing out insurance companies, with no thought of any kind of reform, not something I want to be part of. And I suspect there are not many folks over here that are interested in that. But it'll be interesting to see what they have in mind. Quadrupling down on the failures of Obamacare with a single-payer system. We had that vote a little earlier, thanks to the senator from Montana. Almost everybody voted present. Apparently, they didn't want to make a decision about whether they were for or against socialized medicine. The government take over of everything. European health care. Only four of them weren't afraid to say they didn't think that was a good idea. So maybe that's what they want to offer. We'll be happy to have that debate with the American people. So, it's time for our friends on the other side to tell us what they have in mind. And we'll see how the American people feel about their ideas. So I regret that we're here, but I want to say again, I'm proud of the vote I cast tonight. It's consistent with what we told the American people we'd try to accomplish in four straight elections if they gave us a chance. And I want to thank all of my colleagues on this side of the aisle for everything they did to try to keep that commitment. What we tried to accomplish for the American people was the right thing for the country. And our only regret is that we didn't achieve what we had hoped to accomplish. I think the American people are going to regret that we couldn't find a better way forward. And as I said, we look forward to our colleagues on the other side suggesting what they have in mind. So now, Mr. President, it's time to move on. And I ask unanimous consent that at 10 a.m. on Friday, July 28th, that's tomorrow, the Senate proceed to consideration of calendar number 175, H.R. 2810, the House passed National Defense Authorization Bill.
Mr. President.
Objection?
I object.
The objection is heard.
That is the Democrats objecting again. Look, Democrats, they're wedded to Obamacare. They are, they're going to do what they're going to do. It is Senators Collins, Murkowski, and McCain who killed repeal and replace. Nobody else, nobody gets the ire. Everyone else voted to proceed to a conference where they could have come up with an alternative to this disaster to Obamacare. And so the House will continue to burn down. It's not being sabotaged. It's a terrible law. Insurers are fleeing. There are 19 counties in Ohio without a single insurer. There are 14 out of 17 counties in Nevada without a single insurer. And when your premiums go up and your deductibles skyrocket, that's Obamacare. That's not the Republicans, but it's also Senator Collins, Murkowski, and McCain. You can call it Collins, Murkowski, McCain care now, along with Obamacare. It's Obama, Murkowski, Collins, and McCain care. It's a little bit of a mouthful, but that's what it is. Obama, Collins, Murkowski, McCain care. Whenever you don't like what you're getting, that's because those three Republicans, in concert with the Democrats, killed the effort to repeal and replace the disaster that is Obamacare. So Obama, Collins, Murkowski, McCain care. And I use it in that order because that's the order in which those three came forward to save Obamacare. First, Susan Collins came forward to save Obamacare. Then Lisa Murkowski of Alaska came forward to save Obamacare. And then Senator John McCain came forward to save Obamacare. So it is Obama, Collins, Murkowski, McCain care now. So all across this country, if you don't like your health insurance, if you don't like the doctor you couldn't keep, if you miss your doctor and you don't like the new doctor, or you don't like the lines, or you don't like the $7,000 deductible, or you don't like the fact you can't buy insurance because there's an exchange that's not there, or the one policy that's on the exchange, no matter what the cost, you can thank President Obama, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and John McCain, because they passed it and they saved it. They are it. And I'm not going to tell you, there is no alternative till 2019. And there ain't going to be a bailout. It's a terrible law. Not going to happen. Just a terrible law we're going to live with for 2 years. Moving on now to tax reform. Hopefully Senator Collins, Murkowski, and McCain won't kill that too.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.